أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والرسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجد حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد، اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وارجل فرجه وحشرنا معه، وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وصحبه المنتجبين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين. We seek refuge to the Almighty Allah, the Lord of the universe, from the evil of the devil, in the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. Since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us successfully with the help of the rest of the brothers, the ones that they work at ShiaTV.net, may Allah bless them inshaAllah ta'ala, in being able, the success from Allah, and being able to make tafsir of Surah Al-Fatiha, Alhamd, the opening, and Surah Al-Qadr. And since this is the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Quran, the month that the Quran should be in our hearts and on our tongues and lips as long as we can, of course, except the time that we are eating or sleeping or resting in one way or another. But the rest of the time, it is greatly recommended to read during this holy month of the Holy Quran. Matter of fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put a great incentive in there that during this holy month, the month of Quran, the month that Quran, the Holy Quran was brought down, it says that a single verse, if somebody had read, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the reward as if he had read the whole Quran, all of the 6,666 verses, according in some places, it said that there are that many verses of the Holy Quran. So as if you have read the whole Quran, you made one khatma of the Holy Quran. Now, since one verse equals the whole Quran in reading, one verse, let us say the reward of Al-Fatiha and Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad. You know, brothers and sisters, may Allah bless you all, inshaAllah ta'ala, that Al-Fatiha is considered two-thirds in weight of the Holy Quran. The chapters, the surahs of the Holy Quran, are like the different elements on the face of the earth. Each element has its own price. The element, for instance, of iron has a special price. If you go higher, you say, well, the element of silver, you see that it is much more expensive. If you go higher and you say, well, how about the element of gold? You will see that an ounce of gold versus an ounce of silver versus an ounce of iron, for instance, they have difference in prices. Same thing. In the Holy Quran, each chapter has its own price. The chapter Al-Fatiha, or the opening, when somebody reads it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the reward of two-thirds of the Holy Quran. Whereas, if somebody reads Surah Al-Ikhlas, Surah Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad, Allahu As-Samad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the reward of one-third of the Holy Quran. Now, if you want to be a mathematician, and I think you do not need a calculator for that, two-thirds plus one-third equals one, right? Now, since two-thirds and one-third equals one, so if you read Al-Fatiha plus Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad, so it seems that you have read the whole Quran. So what is the reward of someone reading Al-Fatiha and Al-Ikhlas, the opening, and Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad in one set? Doesn't that say that the reward of reading that will be as if you have read You have made khatmat Quran. You have read the whole Quran 6,666 times. Ya subhanallah. But is that too much for the generosity of the infinite rich that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Al-ghaniyul mutlaq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the ultimate rich, and his giving is limitless. We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us from his limitless treasure, inshallah ta'ala. From now on, inshallah ta'ala, in different sessions, we will try to do with the blessings of Allah, with the support of Allah, with isti'ana from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will be making tafsir of Surat Yusuf. Now, why Surat Yusuf? Surat Yusuf became a customary among the scholars to be tafsired, to be exegesis during the whole month of Ramadan, because the month of Ramadan is a holy month and it is a lovely month. Surat Yusuf is also one of the most loveliest surahs, and at the same time, it is one of the most loveliest stories. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in it, نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ أَحْسَنَ الْقَصَصِ أَحْسَنَ الْقَصَصِ, the best stories. So therefore, inshallah ta'ala, we will begin by Surat Yusuf. And Surat Yusuf also has a special characteristics. Khawas, what is the specialty of Surat Yusuf, if somebody read it? Ibn Abi Abdullah, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, He said, من قرأ سورة يوسف عليه السلام في كل يوم أو في كل ليلة. If somebody read سورة يوسف in a day or at a night time, بعثه الله تعالى يوم القيامة وجماله مثل جمال يوسف عليه السلام. Allah سبحانه وتعالى will resurrect him. Don't you want to be like Yusuf? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Imam, the Ma'soom, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. He said that his judgment day, you will come out of our graves. You come out of our graves. We will be resurrected judgment day with a beauty such as the beauty of Yusuf. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. Now, what is the beauty of Yusuf? What is this reward that I'm talking about? As the hadith said, as our scholars said, may Allah's blessings be upon them, it said, if Allah's beauty is 100%, 100, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a 100% of everything that will never ever be reduced, will never ever be smaller. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's beauty is 100%. It said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent 100% of the beauty to the earth. He gave half of it. He gave half of it to Yusuf. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. And he gave the other half to the rest of the world. Ya subhanallah. Half of the beauty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to the earth is all to Yusuf. So you can imagine how handsome, how beautiful, how shiny his face was. The face of Yusuf. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon our Prophet, his progeny, and him. It also said that if somebody taught his servants or his people Surat Yusuf, or anyone had read it and taught his family, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the convulsions of the death easy. In other words, he will not have, and that's a very scary thing. I work in a hospital, brothers and sisters, I'm a chaplain. I work as a chaplain at the hospital. Sometimes I go and I see a person in whom he is at a sakratul maut. سكرت الموت, the convulsions of the death, as you see the person shaking before that death, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it very simple, very easy. In other words, a person will go, it's a tool that we should use, so we will benefit out of it at the time of death. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the power not to be jealousy, not to be jealous by another Muslim. Yes, subhanAllah. And it has many other benefits in which, inshaAllah, in which I am going to reduce right now and go into the surah. As the rest of the surahs of the Holy Quran, this surah begins with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As you know, we have 114 chapters, surahs, in which 113 of them begins with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Only one surah does not begin with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and that is Surah Al-Bara'ah. And yes, subhanAllah, there is one surah that Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim has been repeated twice. So, we have 114 and 114 Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This surah begins with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I will not go into the details of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim because I have explained Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim in other sessions. So if you go to the previous sessions and recordings, you will see how important is Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim and what is the tafsir of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And then after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began with three letters. As every time we read the Quran, we say, A'udhu billahi minash shaytan ar-rajim, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And this surah began with Alif, Lam, Ra. What is this? What are these letters? Alif, Lam, Ra. تلك آيات الكتاب المبين. ألف لام راء. It has many meanings. I will go into one of them, as they have explained. It said that these are letters. ألف لام راء. And some of the scholars, they say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to prove to the people that this holy Quran has been using the same letters that you use, alif lam ra, ba ta tha, and whatever there is, alif ba ta tha jim ha kha, abjad hu was hutti kaliman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using these same letters, but with these letters, if the whole existence, if the humans and the jinn and whoever will support them, will try to bring one chapter of this Holy Quran, they will not be able to do that. Such a miracle, ya subhanAllah. And yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using the same letters, alif, lam, ra. Tilka ayatul kitabil mubin. Tilka in Arabic means that. Now, why here sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word that? Does it mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that as a reference to the Holy Quran, because the Holy Quran has been kept in the lawh al-mahfuz, innahu laquran kareem fi lawh mahfuz la yamassahu illa al-mutahharun? It is the Holy Quran, the kareem Quran, the generous Quran, the one that is in the kept plate, probably in the heavens somewhere over there, or in the arsh with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in which the one that cannot be touched except with the purified ones? Or does it mean that this is a holy Quran? Hada kitabu mimin. This is a book, although it is right next to you, but it is so deep, that it is so spacious, that it is not that easily could be comprehended or understood. Well, it is also both. This Holy Quran, although it is right between our hands, it's right there, right here with us, yet it seems it is so far away from us that we need, and that the deeper we get in it, the more beauty we see in it. تِلْكَ آيَاتُ الْكِتَابِ الْمُبِينِ. These are one of the most ayahs, signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the signs of this book that is so vivid between us, so manifest between us. تِلْكَ آيَاتُ الْكِتَابِ الْمُبِينِ. These are the ayahs, the signs of this holy book. Mind you, the Holy Quran is a very, very important book for us to read. It purifies our hearts. It opens up, matter of fact, a different eye, a different ear that is in the soul. But we need to be at a continuous dhikr, the most dhikr. Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullahi alayhi, our crown and prince, he said, the more you make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more your heart will be clear. Your heart will be clearer and clearer. And if your heart became clearer and clearer, your other eye, your other ears will open more and more, will hear more and more. Yes, subhanAllah. So we should be connected to this Holy Quran, the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, tilka ayat, these are signs of the great book, so clear, so manifest. Inna anzalnahu Qur'anan Arabiyan la'allakum ta'qilun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, surely, he said, surely we have brought it now. We have brought it down, an Arabic Quran, so you may reflect, so you may use your intellect. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is saying, we. What is this we? Does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala need someone? No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need anyone. لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَّارِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above all the powers, is above all the strength. Matter of fact, His strength covered everything. His mercy covered everything. برحمتك التي وسعت كل شيء. There is nothing that is equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is nothing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in need. Matter of fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the giver of everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this whole universe in order to give and make it blessed. The philosophers, matter of fact, they say everything that exists is a blessing. Everything that exists, because it's been made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is a blessing. However, then why sometimes there's evil? Now, evil is when you use the blessing in the wrong place. I mean, let me give you a quick example. Now, this is outside of our subject. If I have a knife, this knife is a blessing for the house. Can you imagine a kitchen without a knife, for instance? But if somebody used it for cutting an orange or a watermelon or an apple, that's a blessing. But if somebody used it to fight with someone and put it in his stomach, God forbid, that's an evil. So there is an evil to a blessing that can be there. Inna anzalnahu Qur'anan Arabiyan. We have, through the intermediaries, for instance, maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that what I did is I am the sayer of these words and the knowledge of the Holy Quran, but yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the people in between. Today I'm reading it, but I'm reading it because Rasulullah brought it. That is one media. Gabriel, Jibreel, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, brought it down. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, inna. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need anyone. Some places Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completely put it by himself. I am the one who does this. Yes, but sometimes like death, like bringing the revelations, for instance, is been through the mediators. Inna anzalnahu. Anzalnahu means I brought it down. Now, does it also mean I broke it down? Yes. It could mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to let us understand it. Who can understand the language of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used a language that was Arabic. Inna anzalnahu. Is the Holy Quran that is set in the Al-Lawh al-Mahfuz is in the same language? I don't know. Could be a completely different language, could be the same language, could be the language of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought it down, broke it down in Quran and Arabiyyah. Now, why he called it Quran? He called it Qara'a from the origin, read. So it can be read, Qur'an al-Arabiyya. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send it as an Arabic Qur'an? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. So you may reflect. So you may reflect upon these words. Now Arabic really is a beautiful language. Arabic is the language of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is recommended that people will should teach their children the language of the Holy Quran. If we do teach our children the language of the Holy Quran, maybe we could connect them with the words, with the knowledge of Allah that is this Holy Quran. And because if they did not understand, maybe the first generation, maybe the second generation, they start reading it in English. But what happened? It'll become diluted down the line. So it is recommended to teach the children the language of the Holy Quran, and that we should teach them this surah, the surah that is called Surah An-Nur. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. That you may reflect. It is a beautiful book. We should really reflect upon every ayah. Believe it or not, now that we got to this point, Surah Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon our Prophet, his progeny and him, is about 110 ayahs. But if, inshallah, soon you will be able to understand a little bit this chapter, you will, and then later on you wanted to sit down and write Surah Yusuf, you will not be able to write it in as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had written it down for these 2-3 pages. You have to sit down and write it in tens of pages. Look at the books of tafsir. You will see that these 110 ayahs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shrunk it so much that if somebody would like to write it, he writes it with many, many, many more pages. Yes, subhanallah. This is one of the miracles of the Holy Quran, that it is so reduced, it is so summarized, it's so been put together that if somebody will open it up, it'll be many pages. For instance, did you know that in this Holy Quran, there are about 250 stories? 250 stories. Now, if somebody would like to sit down and write these 250 stories, it'd be bigger than this Holy Quran. This 110 ayahs of Surah Yusuf. One of our scholars told me that he brought out of them more than 1,100 words, sentences of advice. Yeah, subhanAllah. What kind of a chapter is this? So we stop at these ayahs, insha'Allah ta'ala, and by the next session, insha'Allah ta'ala, we will be discussing the continuation of these ayahs and this chapter, which is Surah Yusuf. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. اللهم صل